And welcome to Jim Steele's Live Again here on the Phil Henry Podcast Network and the Phil Henry Show website. And this is Jim Steele, and welcome to our special program, Live Again. We haven't had this on since the mid to late days, I believe, of April, and Bobby Dooley joining us. And Bobby, you have a unique, special place, I know, in the Phil Henry Show, so we're very honored to have you here.
Well, I'm very interested in health and beauty. I'm very, very much interested in keeping oneself physically fit, as well as making oneself presentable. I think we have an awful lot of people who concentrate on physical fitness, but especially the gals, they look hard.
Now, you were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
What do you mean by the gals look hard?
I think a lot of women concentrate so much on fitness that they begin to look a little masculine. They begin to neglect hygiene, for instance. I think they feel like they're out there in the world, you know, they're working out.
So it's mostly a physical effort by the gals, not having anything to do with, you know, sex or anything like that.
No. It's about them getting physically fit.
And because of that, they start to feel almost masculine.
I think so. And you can tell by looking at a lot of them. I don't want to mention any names, but there was one woman who was very prominent in the news recently.
Let's not. I think I know who you're going for.
No, I won't. I promise. But she looked at times like a man. I realized that she was not. But there was a man. There was a manhood that she seemed to be aspiring to. I'll go you perhaps a little bit closer to home in terms of what we do on the Phil Henry Show, which is comment and satire on society. There is a very famous female news commentator. I won't tell you what side of the political stripe she's on, but she's, if I may use the Margaret Mumble.
All right, now don't get me into trouble here. This is Jim Steele. This is not the Phil Henry Show.
No, I understand that, Jim, but you asked me about women that are masculine.
Well, I did, but just so people know, we were initially asking about women and their role in fitness and the interest that women have, and that's why we have you on the program.
Exactly. But I'm warning a lot of women. You don't want to look hard, masculine. A lot of guys use the word, a lot of women use the word butch. You don't want to look mannish, manly, the thick, large jaw, because the jaw will thicken and the eyebrows thicken. The eyebrows will noticeably lower. You'll get what we call the Cro-Magnon forehead, whereby the forehead begins to extend a little bit, the cranial capacity shrinks.
Now, all of this is from working out?
No, it's not really from working out. Yes, a lot of it's from working out, but it's also from affecting masculine mannerisms, so that when you work out, women tend to begin to walk with the legs wider apart, with the feet wider apart. They begin to walk with the arms hanging from the side further from the side.
All right, and to give it a characterization, Bobby, you would say that women are walking almost like their arms are too thick and their chests are too thick.
Right, but not chest, not large chest, and as in the feminine sense.
No, I know what you mean, but as in the masculine sense, pumping a lot of iron.
Yes, so they begin to walk the feet wide apart, the arms hanging at a distance from the body, as if the biceps are so big and thick they can't hang their arms next to their bodies, which, of course, is not the case.
All right, we're talking here with Bobby Dooley, and I'm not sure exactly where we're going.
Well, I simply wanted to mention examples of this.
All right, but we're talking with Bobby Dooley. This is my sidekick here on Jim Steele's Live Again. And when we say live again, what we mean is that you probably think you have lived. You probably think at some point in your life you've lived. Maybe you have, but I can tell you that somewhere along the line, you really either weren't living at all, or whatever it was that constituted living ceased a long time ago. And what we're encouraging you to do is live yet again.
Mm-hmm. And I love that about the program.
Right. So, Bobby, go ahead. So there is a well-known female commentator.
Yes. I've been told not to use her name.
Because I know who you're going to talk about. My understanding is she's very litigious, and she might...
She's litigious, but that part doesn't bother me so much as I don't want any people that I respect hurt. And you're one of them, Jim. She could come after me all she wants, but I don't want to expose you.
I do appreciate that.
But her name begins with the letter...
No, please, please, ma'am, don't...
So you don't even want me to...
No, just tell us.
All right. She is a very well-known female commentator. May I say which side of the political stripe?
I don't think there's... Let me talk to Rudy Hart. What do you think, Rudy? All right, go ahead.
She's conservative.
Okay, I guess we could have... Who isn't these days?
All right. And the word is, and has been for a while, that she was originally a man.
Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, now you know.
Well, no, now I don't. That's your opinion.
No, that's not my opinion. That's the word. Now,
let's talk. What do you mean by the word?
Well, it was a rumor. It has been discussion among people that I respect.
And can you give me an example of...
Well, the restaurateur Ted Bell.
All right, I know Mr. Bell, and...
And what?
Well...
I think you need to be very careful here.
Yeah, I understand, Ms. Dooley, but I know Mr. Bell, and I'm not about to take his word necessarily for whether or not this lady used to be a man. And, by the way, who we're talking, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking here on Jim Steele's Live Again. We're talking about fitness for women, and Ms. Dooley was saying that the more fit a woman gets, the more masculine she gets, because she starts to walk with the big, thick thighs and the big arms, and she starts...
To give an example, I don't want to say that a woman is walking ape-like. That's not what I mean, but she's walking as if she's a weightlifter and she isn't.
Right. What you're saying is a woman begins to walk with the arms hanging wide to the side as if there's biceps she's got to make room for, and she doesn't really have them.
That is correct, yes.
And slightly bow-legged?
I wouldn't say bow-legged. No, I would say the legs are just wide apart. She's walking, and my husband Steve put it, she's walking as if she... needs to get to a toilet.
All right, I think.
Well, a toilet too.
I think we understand.
You do?
Yes, I think we do.
Because if you don't, I...
No, I think we understand very, very well. Jim Steele's Live Again. And happy to have with us Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. And certainly your phone calls are welcome on the program as well. We're going to talk today... And we also have Clarence Osagos with us. Clarence, a longtime MMA fighter. Come on in, Clarence. I know you're...
I'm waiting around up there.
Come on in, Clarence.
How are you doing today, champ?
Yeah.
And today, Clarence, we're going to be talking about the scope method that is Vernal Scope and his... what he does, really, is he stimulates, gets blood to the head, and not only to the head, but into the brain. Now, it's not necessarily going to help a guy like you, champ, although it will get some blood circulating, but it helps stimulate the scalp and the brain so that hair and thinking increases. Isn't that interesting?
When I first heard that, I thought I was hearing things. So that when this is the Vernal Scope...
Mr. Scope's going to be with us here in a moment. But
this is his method.
This is his method, a series of massages where the blood gets into the scalp and can't help but seep into the brain a little. And the next thing you know, you've got the possibility of a crop of fresh, thick, lush hair. And as Vernal says, fresh, thick, lush thoughts. Excuse me.
Want some water?
No, I'm fine. What do you think about that, champ?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Do I got to take a shot or anything like that?
This is not a shot, is it?
No, not at all. No shots. I know you're a little skittish with that, Clarence. No shots. This is a scalp rubdown or a scalp treatment. And Vernal will come in here in a moment and show you all about that. We'll do it right after our commercial break. But I think it's well worth talking about because that's the focus, by the way, today, folks, is getting blood flow and getting a stimulation and getting all the amino acids and everything you need for normal growth and for normal health. We want to get it up there into the scalp of a lot of you guys are got the cue ball going on, or maybe you're partially cued, or perhaps there's a little bit of the male pattern baldness, so there's a separation, and there's the... what some people call either the Larry Fine or Bozo paradigm. And
hey, go get a glass of water?
I think probably what you... Yeah, I've got a little bit of an allergy.
Yeah, it looked like you had that.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back here on Jim Steele's Live Again here on the Phil Hendry Show Radio Network. Jim Steele's Live Again. If you'd like to talk with Jim about any physical problem you have or malady, write to Jim Steele's Live Again, Post Office Box 12, Lebanon, Pennsylvania. That's Jim Steele's Live Again, Post Office Box 12, Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Once again, Jim Steele's Live Again, Post Office Box 12, Pennsylvania, Lebanon. And now, more from Jim Steele. All right. Thank you very much, Herdy Brown. Good man. And I apologize, folks. One of the things that I'd like to tell all of you about when it comes to allergies, you cannot beat this little item I'm holding in my left hand, which you can't see unless you're watching Phil TV in HD. This is a wonderful thing. It's called Dr. Groove. Dr. Groove has developed this for all people that suffer from asthma, hay fever. It's all natural. It is a combination of bee pollen and materials that are culled from various insect nests that are found in some of the warmer climes, because those are the animals, those are the insects, I should say, that have the protein-enriched outer coatings and scuttled structure, and it's all ground up and put in these little blue capsules that I'm holding right here. You go ahead and you get Dr. Groove, and the doctor himself will call you and give you encouragement at the beginning of every day. How's that for a guarantee? Dr. Groove will call you and give you encouragement at the beginning of every day when you use Dr. Groove's capsules. These are hay fever and allergy capsules used by some of the biggest indigenous tribes in the world. I'm telling you, aboriginals, all of the indigenous Stone Age tribes have used Dr. Groove, and to a man, they've all said, now this I can dig. And excuse me for using a vernacular, kind of a modern hip thing, but a lot of them have said that. They don't want anything to do with modern technology or modern society. Point of fact, they want nothing to do with you or me. But boy, Dr. Groove goes over big when you hit some of these Stone Age tribes. When you get back, well back into the weeds, go way, way back, and you certainly, you're coming along, you know, coming upon the stone gods, and you see the lodges, and you're going, yes, now I'm where I want to be. I'm back here 5,000 years in the past, and the first thing they'll say is, welcome, brother, have you got that Dr. Groove? And you say to them, you know, does the Pope do what he does in the woods?
Well, that's a bear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's what you say to them, and they'll know what you mean. So, Dr. Groove, you can buy it at your local grocery stores, your prescription places like pharmacies and so forth. You can get it by mail. Just write to Dr. Groove. Dr. Groove, make me feel well again, Dr. Groove. I want to live again just like Jim Steele, and they'll be happy to get it to you. And now more from Jim Steele's Live Again. Jim Steele back here with Bobby Dooley and Clarence Asagas. We're about to invite on to the program Vernal Hope, who is, he's got that stimulation program for the scalp, the brain, all of the area of the body above the shoulders to try to get, especially with guys, and I don't think Cassius, why don't you, not being Clarence, I want to call you Cassius, because to me, you're always be champion.
That's a wonderful thought.
All right, Pat, thanks a lot.
Tell me how you're doing, Clarence, 12 years in MMA. You also fought 7 years in a prize ring. And what made you want to try out Vernal Pope? What's this guy's name anyway?
Vernal Pope, I think.
Vernal Pope. What made you want to try that out?
Well, I was in MMA, you know, and I began swinging wild and not connecting to nothing. I thought, probably not getting no blood. I looked one day, I was bald. And I put two and two together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I put two and two together. And I said, if I don't have no hair, then whatever goes into the head to make the hair grow has probably got a lot to do with what, you know, my fight game.
Right. So you saw the two connected.
I thought I did, yeah. So I called up my friend Jim Steele. He says, hey, this guy Vernal Hope is coming along, and he's going to give you a rub down on the noggin. I said, hey, you know, what do you want from me?
So you're going to be an experimental.
Yeah, that's my understanding. I'm going to do.
All right. Well, let's bring on now a man who has got so much experience as a masseuse. He's got great experience as a physical therapist. He's got great experience in all the areas of recuperative and rehabilitative therapy. Has worked with athletes all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Vernal Pope.
Hello.
Thank you.
All right, Vernal, what do you see here when you look at Clarence? What do you need to do?
Well, the first thing that I want to do is I want to assure you, Clarence, that we're going to do the very best we can with you. Don't expect miracles. But what I want, and as Jim said very clearly, you can have a lush, thick head of hair, and you can think lush, thick thoughts. That's exactly what we say in our classes and in all of our materials. If you want the lush, thick life, and you want your thoughts to be thick and almost like weeds, you know?
Yeah, that's... a lot of people don't want my thoughts like weeds or nothing. I don't understand.
Well, what do you mean by that, Vernal?
Well, what I mean is, right now, I would imagine that Clarence has very little to think about. Just because you are not an educated man and you're not too bright, and you've had most of the ability to think pounded out of your head over so many years. But now, we want so many things happening inside your head that you need to weed them out, you know?
Yeah, that's, I want to do that.
All right. And then, of course, we want to make sure that the blood gets to the head, so there's a big, thick, bushy head of hair.
Boy, you sound like you have the same thing I have.
No, I'll be all right. Now, I have to warn you, for the first 6 months, the only hair that grows is right directly on top of the head.
Yeah.
And it grows straight up.
Well, what does that mean? Do you want a handkerchief?
Yeah, please.
Maybe we need to take a break.
No, I'm all right. Thank you.
Well, this is my handkerchief. Now you've got...
Oh, I'm sorry. You should...
Take that and throw it away, will you?
Why are you throwing it away?
Because there's greens...
There's green stuff, and I'm sorry.
Well, it sounds like everybody's coming down here with a very, very bad, very, very bad hay fever. All right. So for the first 6 months, Clarence's hair...
Yeah, say that again to me. I'm not clear on that.
Well, for the first 6 months, your hair is going to grow straight up. All right? Doesn't go out. It'll be like a stalk of corn, I guess, or just like a big, like, seagrass going right up. And then we'll see a relaxing of the hair, and it'll flow down. Now, it'll only ever grow out of the top of your head. You'll be effectively bald from the top, the sides, all the way down. But that hair will be so thick, lush, and just rich, and almost like a big, thick, lush front lawn that no one will care. No one's going to even quibble. They're not going to say, could we see, do you have hair? No, it looks like you have hair.
That's for me. Huh?
How's that sound, champ? Good?
Yeah, that's for me. That's what I want to do.
All right. Now, sit down here. Now, you can see as I'm doing here.
Now, you're doing a topical massage. Is that intended to bring the blood to the top of the head?
That's exactly right. What I'm doing here is I'm manipulating Clarence's head and the skull. Now, again, Clarence has a small head, and that is fine. It's not abnormal, but it's smaller than most, so I can cover a lot of ground here. And then the head, his head, his forehead especially, sloops almost like a ski jump straight forward.
Would you say it's a normal skull?
Oh, yeah, it's a normal skull, but there is a bit of what we call a Neanderthalication, a Austropolithesian kind of an effect. So,
you're basically talking about a monkey.
No, not a monkey, no.
Hey, watch out there, monkey.
I'm fooling around there. All right, so Clarence is getting his head massaged here, and while he's getting his head massaged, we'll take some phone calls here. This is Jim Steele's Live Again, and we always want you to live again. We want you to try. You know what we say? Live again, and if you can't live again, try again, and you'll be alive somewhere on this planet, I can tell you that.
Well, there's living, there's surviving, and there's living.
That's correct, right there. Bobby got it. There is surviving, and then there is living, and we want to help you do we obviously want to help you do the latter, and that is to live and live yet again. Jim Steele here with our Jim Steele Live Again, and Marcia on the line here with us from Dallas, Texas. Hello, Marcia.
I wanted to ask a question of the man who's giving the massages. Is that Vernal?
Yes, ma'am.
My husband has a very prominent bald spot on the back of his head. Everywhere else, the hair grows normally. This is just a round spot on the back of his head.
Do you have a TV?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm so sorry. Turn it down. Hector, turn it down. He has a round, bald spot on the back of his head because he and his friends were fooling around with a bow and arrow one night, and the ends of the arrows had large flaming torches on them. and one of them was shot right into the back of his head.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's all right. There's nothing wrong with him. But it did burn out a hole.
All right, so the baldness is not from any male pattern?
No, it was from this torch on the end of a bow and arrow. And they were fooling around, like I said. I told him, and I told him yet again, but he wouldn't listen. And I'm wondering, what do you recommend?
Well, there's two things I recommend for any loss of hair having to do with any kind of a circus act. And I think it sounds to me like this is similar to the flaming torches of the circus.
It is, very much so. In fact, I remarked on that as I watched them playing in the backyard. I said, you're a husband of mine, you're a grown man, and you're playing in the backyard like you are a little boy who run off in a circus and you want to clean up the elephant. And because it's so boring...
No, but I understand, essentially.
So you get what I'm saying?
Yes. There are two things that you can get for him. One is called weasel wax. Write it down, okay?
Weasel, what's that again?
Weasel wax, W-E-E, not W-E-A, W-E-E-Z-E-L. Weasel wax, W-A-C-K-S.
Oh, it's not W-A-X?
No, it is not. And the reason why is Weasel Wax is the name of the man who developed this. And what it is... hold on for a minute. Weasel Wax is the name of a guy. Yeah, Weasel. Weasel is a old-time... He's one of these old Southern sort of natural healers, natural herbalist. I've known him for 30 years, and he lives in the Tampa St. Pete area.
Is there any way I can go visit the man and have him... make more?
Well, you can get this at any store. Weasel wax, and it's called weasel wax. Weasel wax is weasel wax, basically.
So it is called weasel wax.
Yes, it is. W-E-A-S-E-L-W-A-X, but...
I don't think that's how you spell weasel. Clarence, how do you spell weasel? He's still nursing a bald head.
It doesn't really matter, but as for weasel wax, you apply that 3 times a day to the bald area, and then stand back, because the hair regenerates rather quickly. But I don't think he'll have any more problems so long as he gets weasel wax. It's developed by Dunbarton. They got the rights from Abner Weasel Wax, native there, as I mentioned, at Tampa St. Pete. He's living on the proceeds from that and doing quite well.
All right, I'll do that. I thank you very much, Vernal.
Thank you.
All right, so now that weasel wax is, why couldn't we use that right now? And what's happening? Vernal is giving Clarence Asagasa a head. How's it feeling, Clarence?
Yeah, it feels good. He's rubbing up the head, you know.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of scar tissue here, but the head's easy to work on because his head's about the size of a cantaloupe. Most of our heads, yours, mine, most people, our heads are a little bit bigger, but he's got like a cantaloupe size, so I can go ahead and massage here. Now, what we'll do then when we're done, I'm going to wrap his head in a towel, and I'm going to lay his head in right there, that furnace. Now,
that's not dangerous. I want people to know that.
Yeah, well, what do you mean you're going to lay it inside the furnace?
Well, I'm going to open the furnace door and lay him on the floor in front of it. And then we'll turn that furnace up, which is basically for winter heat, and we've got a nice weather these days. So I will turn that up to about, 100 degrees so that there begins the cooking. And
is the head still wrapped in a towel?
Oh, yes. His head will be wrapped in a towel, and then we'll see what happens, you know. And sometimes the hair regenerates quite visibly.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Ma'am, for your call, I mean to say. And now let's go to Kenny. Kenny's calling St. Louis. Kenny, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes. I'm calling about this gentleman, Mr. Hope, is it?
Yes, Vernal Hope.
Right. I have been losing my hair since I was in my late 20s, and right now I probably would you say that I have most of my hair is gone.
Are you effectively bald everywhere?
Pretty much everywhere. There's patches of hair on the back of my head and the side. I can grow half of a mustache.
You have hair loss on your face.
Oh, yeah. And, is that unusual?
It's a little unusual. Most men who suffer male pattern baldness can grow beards.
Yeah, I've got a little thinning hair, sir, and I've got, a full beard.
Well, I don't know about you, Jim. I can't see you. But what I'm saying...
Well, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, you're telling me the truth.
Well, do you doubt my word?
Frankly, yes, I do, because I've heard you make claims about certain things, and they have not come through.
What product have I made a claim about?
Well, you, well. Do you recall when you made that claim about the leg extenders? You said that we could put our legs into these leg extenders and then put on a long pair of pants and people would think that we had a normal size leg. And that was not the case.
All right, the leg extender was meant for anyone that had one leg shorter than another, not for two legs.
That was my problem.
All right, well, what... Now, was this an injury?
Yes, it was an injury. I was a paratrooper during Vietnam, and I landed on uneven ground. And when I came to, they told me, they broke the news to me. They said one of my legs was now only a foot long, and the other leg was normal. So I said, well, what are you guys? They said, we can do a lot of things with prosthetic limbs, but one thing we can't do is stretch your leg out, although they tried to. So,
all right, so did you get the leg extender?
I got the leg extender, but it made me look like I just had one stiff leg. I would walk normal with one leg, and the other leg I had to swing around. It never was the right length. It was always a foot or two too long, so I had to grab it and swing it. I don't know.
All right, so I apologize for that. I can't say in every situation.
Can I just jump in?
Here's Bobby Dooley.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I think that we want everything to work uniformly, and sometimes it doesn't. But I do believe that the advances that have been made in prosthetics are now far exceeding when Jim was featuring the leg extender on his show. That was like 4 years ago.
Well, it might have been 4 years ago, but I took it very seriously, and I bought one, and for about 2 days I had a normal walk. And then on the third day, the thing began to... break down, the screws got loose, and the next thing you know, I'm walking, and I'm having to grab the leg and throw it forward, and then walk, and then grab the leg and throw it forward. So, that you asked, and I'm telling you.
All right, sir. Well, all right. So, very quickly, what was your question?
My question is, does the gentleman who's doing the massaging, can that work, in your opinion, in terms of blood flow, can that work for other parts of the body?
Well, I'd have to understand what specifically.
Well, I can't be, but you're talking about something growing real fast, and that is because there's extra blood getting there, so I will say it again and see if you can't pick up on what I'm talking about.
Oh, all right, so,
all right, well, we can't say that word. I had to dump out of that call, but he was talking about it.
All right, we had to dump out of what, Jim...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jim said the word, and we didn't want to...
All right, so, Jesus...
I guys said it two times there.
That's the third time I said it, and then Bobby said it, and I said it again. Let's just not say...
Oh, my God.
You guys said...
All right, so that's Clarence. That's on you. And you cannot say that.
What can I say?
Because you're already mentally unsound with a head the size of a cantaloupe. People are going to think that we're unleashing you, not just allowing you to talk, but that we are unleashing something. And I can't have that. I tell you, I just can't have that. All right. This is Jim Steele's Live Again here on the Phil Hendry Show podcast and on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. And we're having ourselves quite a good time. We're talking here with our friend Vernal Hope, and he is...
Now, you've called me Vernal Hope, Vernal Pope, Vernal Nope. What's it going to be?
Well, what is your name?
Vernal Nope.
Vernal Nope. Okay. And he is giving the head of Clarence Asagas a rub down to see if Clarence can't get some blood going into his... How are you feeling right now, champ?
I feel pretty good.
Do you feel any smarter? Is that the question to ask?
I wouldn't say it. You don't want to say, are you smarter, but are you thinking things? What are your thoughts?
What am I thought? Well, you know, I'm thinking about, what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to have for breakfast.
You're thinking about what you're going to have for breakfast, okay?
Yeah. And,
What are you thinking of anything spiritual?
Like what?
Well, are you thinking about God?
No, I don't believe in no God, though.
Yeah, he's an atheist. All right, so nothing's changed.
Well, I didn't guarantee that anything would change. What I'm saying...
Well, you certainly did. You said that...
I said there would be more blood going up into the cranium where the hair would first be stimulated, and then the thoughts and the concepts... But I'm not saying he's going to sit here and invent some kind of a new typewriter or something.
Well, I don't think anybody expected that. Have you got any ideas for inventions, Clarence?
Well, an invention?
Yeah, a new gumball machine.
I think about a bicycle that, you know, you could pedal so fast that it has wings on it, you could fly. you know?
That I wouldn't call that a big adventure.
No, that isn't.
All right, well, I thought it was.
All right. Well, you keep at it there, champ. And, Vernal, thank you. You keep at it. And we're going to be right back here. You're listening to Jim Steele's Live Again here with Bobby Dooley here on the Phil Hendry Show website. And we'll be right back. Jim Steele's Live Again. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, everybody, this is Jim Steele from Jim Steele's Live Again. Have you heard of Jim Steele's new steel juice? This is the juice from a million different trees of health and vigor. That's what we call it. These fruits, these juices, these saps are drawn from over 865 trees that give life in ways you can't even imagine. We call it a million different trees, but effectively, it's almost a million because of the nutrients, because of the vitamins, because of the crisp internals, and because of these special fats that can oil and line the inside of any organ you have, or your money back. So remember that steel juice, that's Jim Steele's juice. And a lot of people like to take it in the can. They go to work with it. They pop it open and they guzzle it very, very quickly because it will not be as effective if you sit there and sip it. You got to take it and chug it no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are. And we've even had people stop in the middle of funerals. We had a man tell us the other day that he stopped in the middle of a job interview at a very, very big company in New York. He pulled a can of Jim Steele juice out of his briefcase, popped it and said, "Excuse me, gentlemen," and swilled, just chugged this thing, guzzled it. Straight down with his Adam's apple, just go, you know what I'm saying? And everyone was shocked and stunned and sickened, but guess what? He got the job. That's what I'm talking about. Jim Steele Steel Juice. Buy it right now.
Jim Steele Steel Juice, available at
Garfinkel's Drugstore.
It's not just a drugstore, it's
Garfinkel. Jim Steele's Live Again may be coming to your town. Find out if Jim Steele is headed your way by sending us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and then we'll send you back our web address. Right now, we're just setting it up, so we don't want a whole lot of people crashing the site. So send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you our web address. And right there, you'll see listed all of the places that Jim Steele will be appearing, giving lectures, conducting clinics, showing you the ropes, talking to people, laughing with children, signing autographs. Jim Steele's Live Again. Do you want it to come to your home? Do you want it to come to your town? Do you want it to come to your town? Then send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and see if it indeed is coming to your town. If it isn't coming to your town, rot's a rock. We're only kidding. All you have to do is send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and ask us to come to your town, and then we'll send you back a note saying either we will or we won't. We do not explain. Please don't ask us to explain, because if you do, then we will make sure we never go to your town. We will make a special case out of you. We'll never go to your town. Jim Steele's Live Again is coming to your town. Well, back here on Jim Steele's Live Again, Vernal Pope, thank you very much for doing that scalp massage.
My pleasure. And I think that within several minutes, you're going to see some real action here on the top of our good friend Clarence Osagoss's head.
I hope so. I thought of the bald head.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. And again, we thank you very much. And Vernal, where can we find you? Where are you going to be next?
I'm going to be over at the Sussex Hotel this afternoon, and I'll be there all through tomorrow and Friday. And we'll be giving demonstrations of the scalp massage. We'll be giving demonstrations of regenerating and reactivating those amino acids and bloods and chemicals that can infuse your head with things you can't even imagine. And it's tremendous.
Thank you very much, Vernal.
Thank you very much. And I think I might bring my husband over there.
Oh, is he losing his hair?
Well, in a sense. You know, he's losing his hair. Not literally, but in a sort of a sense.
I got you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Vernal Hope there, folks. Vernal Pope or Nope. He goes by all three. And so you're supposed to grow hair pretty soon, right?
Well, I said it might be 24 hours or something, but he says shoot straight up.
I heard about it shooting straight up. I definitely did hear about that. We're going to go to some phone calls. It's time now for Bobby's Do's and Don'ts, brought to you by the people at Elkett. Elkett, the belt. Put it on, squeeze it tight. The next thing you know, you've got nothing left inside your lower intestine. That's Elkett, the belt that spells relief.
Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and it's time now for Bobby's Do's and Don'ts. As you know, we do once a month what we call our nude walk, or the nude walk. Now, myself and other gals at the Western States Homeowners Association, these are gals that are part of the Circle of Taste, we strip and walk. And we do this for one full cycle of our Homeowners Association property. If the sun comes up and we are still stripped and in the exterior, that is, outside of our domiciles, then we have to sprint back to where we live. And a lot of times that results in gals falling, tripping over sprinklers. You're allowed to wear sneakers, socks, and then from the top of the sock line all the way to the top of your head, you're stripped down nude. It's interesting, and we invite you to sponsor your own strip and walk once a month. You're nude. When the sun comes up, and we always say, don't let the sun come up on you, nude. And it's interesting.
All right, don't let the sun come up on you, nude.
No, no, no. Don't. If you are the nude, you say, don't let the sun come up on you, nude.
Oh, all right, so don't let the sun come up on you, nude. What'll happen?
Well, what will happen is then you've got to sprint back to your house because you're not allowed to be seen. You're not allowed to be caught out in the full blaze of sunlight with everything stripped off, and essentially it's all hanging in the breeze.
Understood. Let's go to a phone call now. Chad is calling us here from San Francisco. Hello, Chad.
Hi, it's a wonderful show. My first time listening.
And what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to ask Vernal, but I guess he's gone now. I was going to ask about the hair and how long it takes to regenerate, but I just heard Ms. Dooley, is it Bobby Dooley?
Yes, it's Bobby.
I heard you talking about the strip and walk. I've seen several of those here in San Francisco, and a lot of these gals will get caught out when the sun comes up. You're not allowed to be out, from my understanding, when the sun comes up.
Well, the whole idea is to go on this walk and get it completed before the sun comes up.
Right, because then you have to sprint?
Then you have to sprint back to your home, yeah.
Yeah, because I saw a couple gals, and they had a notice in the San Francisco Chronicle about one where a woman tripped over a sprinkler and fell off of a overpass, freeway overpass.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No, and she hit a truck. She bounced, hit a truck, and then another truck. It was very, very unfortunate. So be forewarned, ladies, and if there are any men thinking of doing this, a strip and walk, be forewarned, because
it's a demanding event. They're thinking about it for the Olympics.
But I don't understand what is the competitiveness of it.
Of the strip and walk?
Yeah.
Well, a strip, Ms. Dooley could tell you more, but a strip and walk is designed to see if you've got the, well, let's just say, if you've got the stones to walk outside of your house with nothing on except sneakers, walk around for all of God and man to see, even though it's at night. But there are people that do come out with flashlights, and you can see the flashlight going up and down your body as they, and then you hear the clicking of cameras. You don't know.
Well, it sounds like you've been on one of these, have you?
No, I haven't, but I have to say, with all honesty, I've been on the other end of that. I've had the camera and the flashlight and been taking pictures. But once the sun comes up, now it's over. So you got to get out of that sun as fast as you can, or you are inconsequential to the masses. You're inconsequential to the planet. That's the philosophy. So, and if they get running too fast, you can trip. You can go head first into a through a window. I've seen people do that. I've seen people trip and go right in the path of a bottled water truck as it's making its rounds in the neighborhood. I've seen people trying to make it and hitting water or hitting ice and sliding like 50 yards, and then right off the end of an elevated bluff or a barranca, and then they drop another 30 to 40 feet down into a dry riverbed, and that starts sometimes an avalanche. So you've got this person who's hit this ice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they're sliding 30 feet. They go off the edge of the bluff or the butte, and they fall three stories, hit the dry riverbed, and the rocks that they knock, that becomes an avalanche, and they're buried alive until someone comes along and digs them out.
Well, that just goes to show you that it can be fatal.
I would think so. We tried to dig a guy out from under some boulders. Forget it. Forget it. I told everybody, we started digging. I said, nah, forget it. Just get out of here. He's if he ain't dead now, he'll be dead in a half hour. And we just began our ascent.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. That's quite a bit of knowledge that you have on the strip and walk, and we do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So how about that, the strip and walk?
Well, the strip and walk, as we said, and that'll be happening monthly at the Western States Homeowners Association for a lot of us. And it also is going to be happening not just here in America, but Canada, all over.
All right. Now it's, did we do your do's and don'ts?
Yes, we did.
So that's what a do's and don't is?
That's what a do's and don't is?
Well, what was that?
Well, I told him about,
Yeah, don't push it,
I'm not pushing it. All right. This is Jim Steele's Live Again right here on the Phil Hendry website. Phil Hendry is not with us today, but he'll be back tomorrow. And Phil is going on vacation, I think, for all of next week. Don't forget to listen to my friend Pete Bone. He'll be filling in next week on the Phil Hendry Show. And Dr. Ed Elcott and Dr. Ed Elcott and Jim Steele have got something planned, something I think we should tell folks about.
Well, the Dr. Ed Elcott and Jim Steele Live Again Combo Weekend is coming up this month, and it will be at the Overlord Induction Arch in Kauai, Hawaii. Jim will be there with his supplements, his exercises, and also the very special Jim Steele. Excuse me.
Yeah, I apologize for the...
It's like a hay fever. The very special Jim Steele splits, which Jim will teach all of you to do.
Yeah, the Jim Steele splits are well known. You've seen them on TV. I jump up in the air, and then I land in full splits, and then I push myself up again. I've taught, God, I don't know how many thousands of people. Well, we will be doing a special Jim Steele splits exhibition at the Elcott Overlord Induction Arch in Hawaii this month. And that is to show not only you folks how to do the splits, but also the overlords themselves. And
now, there are different levels, right?
There are different levels of the Jim Steele splits, yeah.
Tell us about those.
We work our way up from a golf ball to an egg to then all the way up to a watermelon. And you do the splits and are able to stop yourself without hitting those. Now, of course, the big one is to do the splits over an egg. You don't crack that egg. And I have taught countless thousands of people to just jump up in the air, do the splits, and you throw your arms out to the side as if you're saying in your mind, ta-da, and you are elevated above that egg. And I guess I can say this, right, Rudy?
Yeah.
Your testicles are, that's the lowest part of you, right?
Well, I didn't know you were going to...
All right, well, I might as well say it.
Might as well say it now. You can't not take it back.
Well, you do the splits, and your testicles are hanging over that egg by about a half an inch. Same thing with a golf ball. Now, the golf ball isn't going to crack, but I'll tell you this much. If you hit that golf ball, if you do the splits and go, ta-da, and your you-know-what comes into contact with that golf ball, you'll go like, I've heard people do this, ta-da, and then you see the...
It's a look of searing pain.
Oh, yeah, the look of just... Ah, you know, ouch.
But I heard a guy one time one year, he goes, ta-da, you know, I can't even...
All right, that's fine, Clarence.
I can't even describe it.
That's fine, Clarence.
Sorry.
Calm down, champ, calm down. So we'll be doing the Jim Steele splits in conjunction with Elcott, the next step, their first Heaven or Bust. That is their first lesson of Heaven or Bust. So you are to bring your spiritual covered wagons, because it's Heaven or Bust. They're heavenward, and you'll become a spiritual pioneer, learning to do the splits over an egg and then getting on your spiritual covered wagon and heading west.
Or heading heavenward.
Heading heavenward, exactly. Well, folks, this has been some kind of a wild, wild, wild ride for all of us. We appreciate you being with us. Phil Hendry will be back tomorrow with more of the Phil Hendry Show, and I'm sure he's going to update all of you on what the vacation schedule is. If you want to, by the way, get Jim Steele in your town, please do write us and tell us where you live and tell us what you've got in mind. We would like you to quote what you are willing to pay. Now, we do have a set fee, but we also like to work with all of the small groups, small organizations and clubs and clubhouses and, you know, all of the little places that people like to go and meet and laugh and whatever you do. We'd like to go and address your group. And if you can't afford what our standard price is, tell us what you're willing to pay. Tell us what you're willing to do to get Jim Steele out there.
That is very unique for Mr. Steele, what he's saying.
It is indeed, Clarence. What we're saying is, money, all right, it may be a problem for you. What are you willing to do to have Jim Steele in your town? Ah, see? A lot of people are willing to do a lot. A lot of people are willing to do more than I would even want to mention here on the open airwaves, not because it's bad, but because it may really shatter your day. It would ruin your day if I told you what some people are willing to do to have me, Jim Steele, at their home and doing the Jim Steele splits and showing you how to do it over an egg and a golf ball. It's all there.
It's really quite a discipline. And, you know, what's wonderful, I think, about the gyms, anything that Jim teaches you, you can join it in conjunction. For instance, today, Vernal Nope,
yeah.
And he did the rub down on the head. You can take that and marry that to the splits that Jim Steele... By the way, you've taught a lot of young men this.
Well, I've taught a lot of young men how to do the splits and how to turn the pages of a book using their buttocks. Those are the muscles of the butt. Some people call it the butt cheeks, but that's not what it's called. It's called the maximus gluteus. But using those muscles, you can flip the pages of a book, bookmark it, close it, and set it down on a coffee table, and then go get a drink, all with...
All with the muscles of the butt?
All with the muscles of the gluteus maximus, absolutely.
Isn't that amazing? All here now, today, on Jim Steele's Live Again.
All right, folks. Well, that, I think, does then absolutely conclude today's show, Jim Steele's Live Again. Don't forget again, tomorrow it's Phil Hendry. Next week, Pete Bone, and all kinds of fun things ahead here. And by the way, for the Overlord Induction Arch in Hawaii, we'll be there, as I mentioned, and we will be demonstrating and rolling out the Jim Steele Splits 2016 over golf balls, over eggs, and I believe over strawberries. I look forward to it every year.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siembra Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Jim Steele here. Goodbye. Well, Jim Steele does the splits over. Have to beg to have other people do that.
Like Jim.
Oh, Jim, you did the splits. You did the splits over and egg.
No, he's not, sir. That's the end of the show. He's not on the air. No, sir, he's not. That's the end of the show. Well, what is he talking about doing the splits over an egg? Because the show is off the air right now, sir. Splits over an egg? What does that mean, anyway, to do the splits?